Log Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. This is Dr. Synonymous, and you are listening to the Dr. Synonymous Show on Blog Talk Radio. I need to shrink something here. And tonight we're going to talk about what we've already advertised on the site, the Direct Primary Care Ohio Unsummit. See where we are now with the programming and potential activities. So tonight, I didn't have time to make the coffee. I was just finishing working a doctor shift at the Free Clinic in Bellbrook. So the Free Clinic in Bellbrook, Ohio, just opened for business like tonight, and it was an excited group of people who were there, kind of making sure everything was together, charts and forms, and we're still finishing up some putting some policy manuals together of things we've already written, etc. But Marianne Stone did a great job visioning that center and leading the way to get it done. Open Arms Health Clinic, Bellbrook, Ohio. Okay, so we're going to send out a message saying I am broadcasting on the air. For those of you who are not here, and we'll go over to Twitter. Let's go to DPCOH14 to that hashtag. And that is filled with Direct Primary Care Ohio announcements and program outlines and so forth. So let's look at the announcement. So many of you received that via Family Medicine Education Consortium, Inc. If you had attended Direct Primary Care National Summit in St. Louis in October, or if you're like a residency director or a department chair or a coordinator of medical student activities. And this says, Direct Primary Care Ohio Unsummit. Dear colleague, you are invited to attend the Direct Primary Care Ohio Unsummit. This will dig into the nuts and bolts of direct primary care, cover different types of DPC practices and how to transition to a DPC practice from a traditional practice, and also discuss financial considerations for the practice day of the doctors and the staff. This one meeting is not enough to make somebody like an expert, but it should help people to stay inspired or become interested in or totally reject this practice model. So if you want to register, you go to Facebook to the Center for Innovation in Family and Community Health to the message, to send a message at that site to the Center for Innovation in Family and Community Health, or hit message on your Facebook to the Center for Innovation in Family and Community Health. The cost is $75 per person, no matter who you are or what you're doing, it's $75. The check should be payable to CIFCH and sent to the DPC Unsummit, 2633 Commons Boulevard, Suite 120, Beaver Creek, Ohio, 45431. And the location is at the Ohio State Medical Association, 3401 Mill Run Road, Hilliard, Ohio, 43026. And that's just inside the Beltway around Columbus off of Cemetery Road. Anyway, it's in the announcement that you can find on Twitter on DPCOH14. If there's other issues, well, maybe it's helpful to know attendance is limited. It's not going to be a big meeting. Lunch is not provided. The meeting is not eligible for continuing medical education credit. It's inexpensive. It's an awareness kind of a meeting where we're going to work together to learn some things and maybe do some things. Let's see, I was just tweeted. My phone goes off, so I'm trying to figure out then what is the phone trying to tell me. Somebody is following somebody. Aha. Maybe my phone is too sensitive. Okay, so you got all the basic factoids about the Direct Primary Care UnSummit. The sponsor is the Center for Innovation in Family and Community Health. I'm the president of that entity, which is located in Beaver Creek, Ohio. And so there's some other sites on the internet where you can find more information about this program on the Center for Innovation Facebook site. On Twitter at DPCOH14, put a pound sign right before that, and you'll get all kinds of links about it. At my blog, Dr. Synonymous, at my blog talk radio show, which you are listening to currently. Last week we also covered some aspects of this meeting. So let's go back to Twitter. And the next thing with DPCOH14 is the program outline for the DPC Ohio UnSummit. All this information is conveniently on Twitter. So this is my blog post from Sunday, January 5th, 2014. So we're going to have a meeting for an hour, starting at 8:45 a.m. of interested people. This part of the meeting is actually free. If there's some kind of leader of a medical entity or whatnot, especially like family medicine, pediatrics, general internal medicine, nurse practitioner, physician assistant, like leaders, people that want to talk about starting an organization, this meeting is for those folks. This is 8:45 to 9:45 a.m. at the same location. And we'll discuss things. Then at 10 o'clock, the whole meeting starts. So people will be coming in from 9:30 to 10 a.m., signing in, getting a name tag, finding a place to sit, checking out the Wi-Fi, seeing that they're Wi-Fi capable communication device actually connects to it. So this meeting, we want you to have Wi-Fi capability that you use during the sessions. Some of you may use them to tweet things. Some of you may be checking your email. We'll be looking at some specific websites and Facebook sites and Twitter tweets and so forth that relate to direct primary care. Bringing a headset along is not a bad idea because some things may be broadcast via the internet and you can get them to your own ears instead of having to listen to the broadcast to everyone. So we're going to start then with some introductions. So the people who are leading and facilitating me, A. Patrick Jonas, MD, the president of the Center for Innovation and Family Community Health, and a independent DPC hybrid practicing family physician. Larry Bauer, who's the CEO of Family Medicine Education Consortium Incorporated, a master in so many things, but he also has two master's degrees, who oversaw the organization of the Direct Primary Care Summit in St. Louis and facilitated DPC speakers coming to the Family Medicine Education Consortium annual meeting, especially I remember in Baltimore when I first saw Erica Bliss and John Saltz talk about direct pay practice. I was intrigued. I wasn't quite excited enough due to some strange lack of understanding or thinking that the world was fair or would go the right direction. But anyway, Larry Bauer will be there. Larry and I have facilitated training of various types and sorts for over 30 years since we worked together at the MS Hershey Medical Center through the Department of Family Medicine, Family and Community Medicine. So we'll be facilitating the discussions. There'll be some definitions. What is direct primary care? We'll be looking at the dpcare.org website for a definition, and maybe Wikipedia. We'll invite other people to find a definition to decide what it is. And one of the main discussion points is, what is the difference, not at this meeting, but in people's minds? A lot of people say, okay, what is concierge and what is direct primary care? So the concierge practice usually and always includes the insurance part, where people still are participating providers in insurance plans, that is the physicians and the nurse practitioners, etc. And they get a certain fee on top of that per month or per year for added services, like access to the physician or things that are not covered by the insurance policies, so to speak. The direct primary care does not include insurance. And we'll talk about that some, about how there's some subtleties to what that means and if it's really fully true, because there might be people with a health savings account who have insurance, who use the HSA to pay the visit and lab and imaging fees, like using their regular insurance, but not being able to pay the membership using the HSA card, because there's some qualifiers on what HSA cards are allowed to be used for. So we get the definitions, and then we have, we look at the different models of DPC, the multi-clinic, so the Q-Liance in Seattle, that area has like 7 centers, and their website is pretty phenomenal. If you look under Q-Liance explaining the things about that particular model of care, so interestingly, I try to type in Q-Liance and get a W instead of a Q, but Google knows to change that. So go to Q-Liance Home, and it's qliance.com. They have several items under there. There is a network of clinics providing comprehensive primary and preventive care for a flat monthly fee. They have their locations, their frequently asked questions, their Twitter site, their providers, their pricing, and information for employers. So their pricing, we click on pricing and then wait. Monthly fees for individuals ages 0 to 19, $59. Ages 20 to 49, $79. Ages 50 plus, $99. your total charge will include a one-time $99 registration fee. And they have five numbers to make appointments, one for each of the different towns: Seattle, Kent, Tacoma, Bellevue, Edmonds, for prescription refills. There's a phone number or an email to register. There's a registration form. And for additional membership, there's a phone number to call. So we look at the registration form. And then we wait a while for the registration form. Register for Q Lions. Our online registration process takes less than 5 minutes. Okay, so we have name, first, last, middle, initial, date of birth, gender, home address, city, state, zip, billing address, or is it the same as home, city, state, zip, phone number one, home, work, cell, phone number two, home, work, cell, email, and then I authorize Q Lions to email me regarding my medical care. There's an asterisk, and then no or yes. Q Lions will never sell or share your information with a third party. Emergency contact phone. I would like to add other adults ages 19 plus so they can sign in the other patients right there. And then next. And right below that, there's a newsletter. You can sign up for the newsletter. So that's one of those nifty things about just popping into the Q Lions site. Information for employers for a low monthly fee. Q Lions is, oops, it doesn't carry over. Primary health care from Q Lions keeps your employees performing at their best. As a business owner, you are going to love the results. Increased productivity, greater job satisfaction, higher retention. Okay, so that's one. As we're looking at, and so that's a multi-clinic operation. They have a great website. A micro practice or independent satellite DPC. That's like Dr. Brian Forrest from North Carolina, Apex North Carolina Access Healthcare. He will be talking in this meeting through satellite, like Skype or Google. I forget the Google thing. Sorry. Sorry, Brian. And just finished my energy drink. So he'll be speaking, mostly saying about what he did at the St. Louis meeting and what he's doing, like, now, where things are now. This is his practice. Took off. He's having fun. He's teaching all kinds of people and all kinds of specialties how to do direct primary care. He has a small practice, he has a small staff, but they have a lot of patients, and they expand, but they don't end up hiring a bunch of extra staff. So he'll talk about that a little bit. He'll talk about some of the reasons why one would want to do DPC in this particular way. He has also some cash customers that are not paying a monthly fee. And then we're going to talk about transitional practice to hybrid and transitional to pure DPC. So I have transitioned from traditional to hybrid, and I will present some information and slides about that, including talking about my philosophy of care, scope of practice, marketing strategy in the Dayton, Ohio area. Pure DPC, we're going to look at some websites of, I saw a new one, Dr. IZ, had just a really impressive site, and it looks like he had worked with AtlasMD to generate that DPC transition. So that'll be part of the discussion. We'll have people look at that site. We'll look at the AtlasMD site. We'll look at three or four other sites that people sort of find and talk about what kind of things appeal to them about pure DPC and what kind of things they wonder how they did it at these various practices. And after that, we're going to have another online presentation from Gabriel Fine, who's like the director of Health Access Rhode Island. He has an MBA and a particular business perspective about developing a system. He'll talk about the network in Rhode Island, which is way smaller than Ohio, but they have, I believe it was 21 or more practices wired together, and there's one website. Let's see what we get when we type Health Access Rhode Island. Health Access Rhode Island. Poof. Right into Access Healthcare. So is Access Healthcare the same as Health Access Rhode Island? So let's go Health Access Rhode Island Facebook. There's 282 likes. Access program designed to provide low to moderate income Scituate residents with primary medical and dental care. Currently housed at the Scituate Ambulance Rescue Company. So it's a Scituate. Let's see if they connect up to the. Don't see that they can connect up. Health Association of Rhode Island Community, Family Health and Equity Rhode Island Department of. So we'll have to chase around, because at the meeting people will be able to find some things faster, since the speaker is going to mention his reference on this. Hillside Health Access, Hillside Family Medicine, Coastal Rhode Island. Access Alliance. Let's see. So that's one of the subtle challenges in a lot of these things, getting the right name. And I'm not getting the right name. Anyway, so Gabriel Fine's going to speak to Health Access Rhode Island and how they developed that model and what that kind of, how that kind of model works. We'll also be mentioning then, well, how might such a thing happen in Ohio? What kind of relationship do the physicians have, and how do they relate to the vendors, how do they relate to the Health Access Rhode Island entity. Rhode Island laws are a bit different, and Ohio is actually freer in that regard to be able to do more things. Now we're going to have a vendor panel talking about, and it might be one or two or three people, just who's willing to be on the panel and say, well, how do they see this whole direct primary care thing? What does it mean to a company that has healthcare products that our patients may buy or that we may prescribe or what have you? And then we'll go look back at a few nuts and bolts about DPC. What's the state of Ohio say about direct primary care? How do people decide on pricing and payments in direct primary care? So we'll look at a Dave Chase article that's also referenced on DPC OH14 that analyzes like five different DPC entities and has some information like about pricing and payment in those. We have already mentioned the Q-Lions site. We'll have the Health Access Rhode Island site. We'll be able to mention the MedLion site and what it looks like their pricing is. And we'll talk about marketing a bit, what kind of ways that people use to market their DPC practice and what might they use, what they haven't they thought of yet, what did they talk about regarding marketing at the DPC meeting in St. Louis. Then specifically like we'll have some kind of a lunch break, and then there'll be a business part of this business of transitioning from Doug Wright, who's in a practice. His wife's the physician. He's the business manager of a practice in Columbus, Ohio, and she was in a group and then went to like a pure independent direct primary care. So he analyzed the business models for concierge and DPC and so forth and figured out some things that he'll mention in his presentation. And then I will be saying something about the transition, like what do you do? Like our office staff couldn't quite believe it. So there was a need to help them to believe. And it's still sometimes a challenge where people are so used to the insurance model and do you have insurance for that or insurance for this? And it'll take just a while longer even for people to start to unbelieve some of that they're trapped by the insurance model. Obviously, money is important to people that want to be throwing it away. So we'll be talking about what cut points do patients mention when they're talking about what they would be willing to pay for something and what makes them decide to leave their doctor. Next, so leaving the traditional like academic, what are the other issues that could be involved in an academic practice? So transition, and we'll be talking about the hybrid thing. What are the pros and cons of the hybrid? So I have like senior citizens, Medicare, hospice, relationships to all kind of insured phenomena, and more piles of stuff at times that can become annoying. But I follow these people for years for the continuity of care is willing to have that relationship with the patients. I'm willing to give up certain things. But there's more and more people with a high deductible HSA that we can work with in a different way than what we may have thought. And we'll be talking about that at this meeting. So other models, we'll mention the foundation, setting up a foundation that would pay for people's visits and DPC membership. And there's one or two of those in the country, and there's some other discussion about those. And who relates to this? So how do we relate to other specialties? How do we relate to hospitals and urgent cares and imaging companies and vendors? Just a lot of things are going to be discussed in this meeting, and a lot of people will be looking up things that will answer some questions while somebody's talking about something else, because the internet is so dynamic and vibrant, and we expect people to have some kind of a connective device to sort of figure out. So that information is like on DPCOH14 for those of you Twitter fans. Okay, I'm Blog Talk Radio. Sorry I didn't start the chat room. We start the chat room up sort of at the last minute, but we have 15 minutes or so left. So in the marketing zone, like we have information that notes that we are a direct primary care practice on our Chamber of Commerce site, where we are a member, and there, so that gives us sort of an internal marketing to the Chamber of Commerce people as they start to become aware of this phenomena. There's a practice right in their midst that they can relate to. There's our direct pay practice handout in each exam room. So I tell a lot of people, so if you have friends who are getting uninsured, here's our way of taking new patients, people who don't have insurance. Or they want to use their insurance in a different way, like with their health savings account, and be protected against a lot of things in the system by a doctor who has time to relate to them about the issue. So we're not big in the chat room tonight. There'll be some angst at the meeting about some things. We'll have we're excited to have a representative from the Ohio Academy of Family Physicians, President-elect Dr. Suellen Stewart. There will be some people from Kentucky, Indiana, various parts of Ohio, Northeast, Central, Southwest. I think we currently don't have anybody coming from Northwest Ohio, and Southeast Ohio doesn't have a lot of doctors to begin with. But we'll see how the thing takes off. So this meeting may launch another meeting. I expect to have an unsummit in a couple other cities in Ohio, because the vendors that are going to start to show up who are interested in some of this, and we'll learn more and more and more, faster and faster and faster, and get more and more excited. So let's look at back to I'm trying to find Twitter. Where are you, Twitter? There's Twitter, that little bird. Okay, so DPC Ohio on Summit. So look over at Direct Primary Care, hashtag Direct Primary Care on Twitter. There's a tweet about Niora. With the help of @ZDogMD and @TurntableHealth, Iora continues to scale, bringing DPC to the masses. And there's like a Google story about Iora. Welcome to Zappos-style health innovation. Zappos CEO Tony Say's effort to revitalize downtown Las Vegas includes last month's launch of a new clinic run by Iora Health and spearheaded by physician Zubin Damania. Stanford-trained Damania also happens to rap by the name of ZDogMD, so it's no wonder the project has drawn attention. But there's another unusual aspect to this clinic. Many of the patients will be paying for care out of their own pockets. thereby sidestepping the administrative overhead and pressures caused by health insurance. A growing number of primary care doctors see this not only as a respite from their increasingly demoralizing work circumstances, but as a chance to do what they dreamed of in medical school. Research has long shown that good primary care is the cornerstone of a cost-effective healthcare system. Okay, so that's a comment from About Iora off of Direct Primary Care on Twitter. And there's something down here. Dr. Samir Kamar quotes from medical economics, or two medical economics: demand is more by physician employers than patients. Direct primary care, however, is allowing physician autonomy again. Brian Lanier says, hospitals employ doctors by practices to control physicians' referrals. Just say no. So this is an article out of newsobserver.com, 2014. Here's Dr. LZ and LSMD at SFMDPC, Convert to Direct Primary Care in Pennsylvania, providing wholesale meds, labs, and discount imaging. And so that's at Dr. LZ. So you can click on, and he said several people retweet his tweet. Dr. LZ, medicine is still a noble profession, practicing medicine with integrity and compassion. Always here, always available. Your care is our primary care. Erie, Pennsylvania. So, that practice, there's two guys in this picture, so I'm assuming it's the practice, has a really good website, really good DPC information at that website. So going to their practice Twitter site, like Dr. LZ, and tweeting on drlz.com, clicking on that, gets you Is Bicky, Family Medicine PC, always here, always available. Their website, Erie's First Direct Primary Care Practice. And the phone number, restoring the patient-physician relationship, promoting health and wellness, a list of benefits, and their address, and how to connect with them on Facebook, Twitter, Google+, LinkedIn, and YouTube. So that's a fairly diverse, broad-based practice message. So we're going to have a lot of fun reviewing a lot of these different practices and sites and concepts and some dollars and cents and give and take and why and who and what. And there'll be fun, excitement, confusion at DPC Summit in Columbus, Ohio this Saturday. So follow us on hashtag DPCOH14. And this is not limited to people from Ohio. It's for anybody in the country who is interested in coming to engage, to hear, to speak out as we share and move this movement ahead. As I said before, maybe the only thing in healthcare that's clearly on the offensive at the current time, moving ahead, there's all kinds of excitement, enthusiasm, people, this is the place to be, folks, and our UnSummit is going to help people to understand it better. There are more UnSummits, so we'll catch you next week after the summit, and we'll comment more about it. Take care. This is Dr. Synonymous. Good night.